You are now in tune with the Mix Company podcast, starring P-Man, Dame, and Case.
Oh my God! Fuck you, B. Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a special treat tonight. I am the man they call Dame,
A.K.A.
Mr. Horse and Carriage to some, A.K.A. Mustard on Tots is Disgusting. To the left of me, we have
Danette, and Mustard on Tots is Great. Thank you.
It's debatable. And to the right of me, we have a newcomer to the show.
Amelia, and I also believe that mustard on tots is amazing.
That's neither here nor there. They did not have to reply to that. That wasn't the question. But we're going to shut the party off real quick. I was talking to my friend about this the other day, and I want to know your lady's opinion on this. And vice versa, of course. If you were in a relationship with a dude, and he went to jail for a minimum of 5 years... Do you think you could be faithful?
That I could?
Not me. I'm, yeah.
Yes.
Just that simple? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
You are a better woman than
Five
me.
5 years?
5 years. No, baga.
You know, that's a tough one.
Yeah. 5 years. And you know it's going to be 5 years. Minimum 5 years. Could you be faithful? Or would you do it and not tell him? Like, how would you work your situation?
First of all, why is he even in jail? I don't even want to be with him.
There's no backstory to this.
God, that's tough.
Really?
I think I could do it, but...
You wouldn't want to do it.
No.
What about if she was on the other foot? What about if you was in jail for 5 years? Would you expect him to be faithful?
No.
No?
Men, no. Boys, no.
Mm-mm. I ain't say a boy. I said a man.
No, it doesn't matter. No.
It does
There's
matter.
No way that they could be faithful.
Oh, we going to get back to that
nope.
in a minute.
Not a chance.
I would ask these bugs that's flying around, but they ain't mic'd up. What you think?
I am not going to lie. There is no way that I would want to be or would be faithful. I mean.
For 5 years?
Just for 5 years is a long time.
5 years is a long time.
It's a super long
like
time.
2 weeks. 4 weeks max.
Damn. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I mean, we're being honest, right?
Hell yeah, keep it a buck.
There would have to be an understanding.
I think I could do a year easy.
A year at the most?
That's pretty easy, yeah.
What about on the reverse for you, man? What if you was in jail? Would you expect him to be faithful?
I wouldn't expect him. There would be an understanding.
That
and
what?
We would, there would be an, you know, I don't know. Be safe, maybe let me know, send me pictures so I can be a part of it. I don't, yeah, but I wouldn't expect him to be
There's no way.
Celibate for 5 years. What? Who wants to do that?
Not me.
Not me either.
That's for sure, not me.
I wouldn't expect somebody to.
I feel it.
But does it have to be jail? What if someone's overseas?
Not five years,
but just saying.
If you ain't going overseas for what?
It's a year.
That's a little different.
You could visit overseas.
No, that's a little different.
Yeah, you would. If somebody, think about it. If you dating somebody and he's in Tahiti, you damn sure going to want to see Tahiti.
He's not in Tahiti. What if he's in Afghanistan?
You keep changing the scenario.
It's her right.
Yeah, I get it.
It's her right.
Yeah, but all right, since you brought it up, could you do it? Could you?
5 years are super long. I don't know.
Nah, we ain't in Afghanistan
now.
I'm
going to say maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, that's I can't. I don't know. I don't like that far in the future type of stuff.
Why?
It's just too. You just never know what's gonna happen.
So you're saying you couldn't do it then?
It's just too many variables for the next. You're like, what if
this? I'm a what-if-er.
What if he comes up for probation?
Yeah. What if I wrote a lot of letters and he came out early?
What if he breaks out of jail? Like, is it low security? Is it maximum security? Is it conjugals? Can we get married?
Like, yeah, maybe there's conjugal visits.
Maybe, but in this case, no, there's not. Yeah, no, there isn't.
In the Philippines,
so that since you brought it up, you said men can't be faithful anyway. How long have you gone without sex?
I'm just jaded.
I see that, but how long have you went without sex?
Hold on, I'm thinking. My ex left. I hung out for a while.
She like carried a
I'm
one.
Like, It was like 9 months.
Damn! What the fuck?
Wow.
9 months?
Wow.
9 months, bro?
Yeah. I just stayed in my lane.
Sexual cactus? What the fuck?
Like yeah, it was like 9 months.
Big cactus holding water key. Try to... I had to
get stuff together and move out, take care of the kids on my own.
So there was some shit going on.
There was just, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Nah, that don't really count. I'm talking about nothing's going on. Life is good, and you just ain't getting.
It wasn't nothing. Like life was bad. I just kept my life going. I didn't meet anybody. I wasn't trying to date anyone at the time.
Yeah, well, in your dating single world,
exactly.
What's 4 weeks.
Damn. No skis in the building.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. 4 weeks ain't a long
time. It's not even a long time.
It's a month.
I had COVID for 2 weeks, so look, there you go. Already.
Oh, so 2 weeks really, because you can't count the sick days. Miss Amelia?
I'm a relationshipper.
Me too.
So I'm always in a relationship.
Me too.
Therefore, that there's always extracurricular activities.
So there hasn't been a gap where you didn't get back into another relationship?
I mean, there's a gap, but it's not long enough.
Serial relationship girl.
Are you?
Me but I'm too. Like long relationships.
How can you find somebody that quick after you get out of a relationship and get back
another time? Because I'm fucking desirable.
Oh, I am way too picky.
People want me, goddammit.
Yeah, but do you want them? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You wait till it's your turn, sir. Sorry. I'm taking no lip for no audience. I'm not taking no lip for no people in the crowd. This is not the Arsenio Hall show. You know, people over here is dog pound. Personally, I'm with you ladies. I think 3-4 weeks at the most. Then you gotta get the business. You gotta figure it out. At that point, you might, you know, I don't know what to do at that point.
I mean, I think it's like a health thing. You have to do it for your health to like.
That's the same shit.
Make your mood better. Yo, and to like
definitely
your productivity.
Your mood.
That's my excuse.
I mean, that's my excuse.
Yeah, I'm doing this for my health, goddamn. Don't you want me to live long? Like, come on, that's for my health.
I do get grumpy.
You get grumpy? Mm-hmm. You don't get none?
I'm grumpy right now.
Yeah, you came in grumpy.
Oh, I came in chipper.
What week is this? Is week 3? Oh, shit. The energy shift. Put some mustard on that, goddamn. That's all right. We gonna switch this up just a tad, just because y'all feel like y'all winning right now, and I need y'all to be losing. We gonna talk about relationship violations. Like when y'all girls got an inkling of you think your man is doing something dirty.
He already is. Then
how y'all turn into detectives, cracking phones, going into emails.
If you
all
think
that goofy
he's
shit.
Doing something.
That's not necessarily true.
It's not always true.
That's not always true. Some guys are just, you know, they slick like that.
They're slick like what?
They're not doing shit. You just think they're doing shit.
I think intuition is everything.
Nah, that's not true. I think that's true. This is intuition. Nah. I can't go with that. Y'all just assume the dude's doing some dirt, and y'all
pretty much
find
everything
a way.
I assumed in my marriage, I found out was true anyway. So
it don't count. You already said you was jaded. Like you can't.
No, that does count. I'm telling.
But
that's
that was
why.
A question, and she's answering it. It totally counts.
If you
assume, it's there. You don't assume for no reason.
But did you go through his emails and all that other Google
shit?
Oh,
yeah.
Why do that?
Phone bills.
Why do that?
Okay. Let's see. One of the emails was him sending the lyrics that they used to have. You know, the some song lyrics.
That's fucking old school.
Yeah, like this is old, but there was that, the phone bill. Okay. I must have found like.
He said the funky cold Medina. He said, wow, dang, wow.
It was, I don't even remember the
he
song.
He said lyrics to a song to somebody else.
So, yeah, I said, do you remember the song? And then like pasted the lyrics.
Hold up, though. Is that a cheatable offense or is that just more of a corny move?
To me, that's cheatable. Oh! Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Cheating is
that's
only...
emotional cheating.
We're going to get back to that.
You don't have to get back to that. No, I found numerous things on the phone bill.
That's not cheating, though. That's
hundreds.
That's just a dumb move. That's not cheating. If I send you the lyrics...
Sweet Jesus.
To fucking...
What do you think you're calling him for, like, all hours, 17 times a day?
That's pre-cheating. He didn't do it yet.
So then, do you agree that an emotional connection is worse than a physical?
Oh! Do mm-hmm. I agree?
It hurts my heart.
You know what? I got a good heart, and I say I disagree.
We talked about this on another show about how, yes, something like the emotional, but like we were talking about how you can have sex and then just not be emotional about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's what we were talking about. Men and women can vary. Not all women, but generally.
Well, if somebody's sending you the lyrics, you're going to be emotional.
And it's not even just lyrics, but it's that... Yeah, emotional, the talking, sharing thoughts, secrets.
So you collect the evidence or did you call them on it the first
time? I still have evidence.
Did you call them on it the first time?
Yep.
Or did you let it stack up and then build the case?
It was an ongoing thing.
Why do you still have the evidence?
Yeah, why do you still get the evidence?
I just have my, I've had my, I'm just saying like if I was on my iCloud, I'm sure the photo of it's still there. I don't have it, but I'm sure I could find it.
And
in a court of law.
5 years.
He's going to watch this and be like.
Like, I know what you're talking about, you fucking bitch. And what about you? You went through emails and phones and all that other shit? iClouds?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
For
why?
Sure. Because when you have the feeling.
It's a horrible gut.
And there.
That feeling in your stomach and it, oh.
Yeah.
Really? It's terrible.
You've and never had that feeling?
Fuck no.
I always say if you go looking for
he's
something,
emotionally
you're
detached.
Gonna find it.
Oh.
You.
Stop playing with me, Danette. You got a feeling and it's just.
You go after it. If you don't want to know, don't. But if you have that feeling, it's going to be there. And it's always been there every time.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Sometimes people got feelings and they're absolutely 100% wrong.
Word up, dog pound.
I don't agree. I think you're a man,
sometimes.
So you're saying that.
I got good intuition.
Yeah, all right. So I'll do y'all one better. Have y'all cheated on your man?
Nope.
Yeah, fuck you.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me go. Exactly. Let me go back.
Yo, you always got to dig back and go point A-1. Did you do it or not? This includes sending lyrics, according to
I did not send lyrics. I did kiss someone else before.
Oh, that's cheating.
Oh, that's worse.
That's cheating. That's worse than the lyrics, right?
But we're like in high school, so I don't know.
What does that mean? Everybody cheats in high school.
100,000 years ago. I don't know.
You still did it. So that's the only time you ever cheated? Ever.
Ever.
Oh, shit. You're a good woman.
I won't.
Allegedly.
I really, it's something about, it's like almost like a competition for me.
To not cheat?
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going out, being the one
with?
On the winner. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Who are you competing with? Yourself?
Like with him, because I knew he was shady and shitty.
Shady and shitty. That's what I'm talking about.
Because I was like, in the end, when all the stuff starts coming out.
You can
there's
be like, I
be
never
nothing.
Cheated on you, you piece of shit. Take your lyrics and shove it up
and your ass. And all of a sudden, all the other stuff started coming out of the woodwork.
Damn.
Yeah.
And you, I won.
Missy?
I have cheated one time. And I have to say, piggybacking on what you just said, when I cheated, I felt so bad all the time. I constantly was trying to cover my tracks and hold my phone and do this and do that. And I felt like terrible. And in the end, I didn't tell my partner. My partner found out. And then I had the discussion, and that was terrible. But after that, I knew I never wanted to do it again because I never wanted to have that guilt feeling. That heavy feeling is worse than any. It's not worth, like, you know, 20 minutes of fun.
America, and I'm a bad liar.
I don't know what type of woman I brought in this show today. You sitting here next to two.
Like, I can't
cheating.
Lie very well like this. Oh, that's hard.
Really?
It is.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
Huh. Interesting. I've cheated once or twice in the past.
In a relationship?
Nah, I only, this is going to fuck you up. I probably only had 3 relationships in my life. I've been plenty of people boyfriend, but I've only had 3 girlfriends. If that
and
makes
like
sense.
What you were saying, like you've had numerous relationships. I haven't. I was married for 18 years.
Damn.
So I don't have all these relationships.
So right after you cheated on
say,
the dude in high school, you got married. Is what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Yeah, because Gabe was my boyfriend my senior year.
Yeah, he was
and
a
then
nerd
it was
in high
like
school too.
5 years later, we got married.
He was a real nerd in high school.
I don't care what you say. Anything.
Whatever. And those keys to that shit. Okay. Nah, I just don't think y'all ladies should dig in shit. Whether you got the feeling or not, just be like, "Yo, you cheating on me?" You probably get a better answer that
oh,
way.
Oh, because they're gonna be like, "Yes,
You'll
I am."
You'll probably get a better answer if you ask him instead of
don't bother
the
looking.
Shit.
I'll admit it right now.
Shit,
there's no way.
When you dig through that shit, they try to reverse it on you. Like,
oh,
you digging through my shit. This is why I'm fucking cheating, because you fucking know. Like, that's how it goes.
Yeah,
they look for a reason to get out of it. So, you might as well be like, yo, are you cheating on me or not? Just be real with me. 9 times out of 10, they'll tell you. But if you, I'm serious.
What?
I'm serious.
I don't agree with that.
Have you ever tried it?
I totally have.
And he didn't tell you?
I tried with your friend, and he didn't tell me.
Hold up.
Oh, who's your friend?
Wait a minute.
I mean,
Oops. We don't know who his friend is.
I don't have any fucking friends.
No one knows who your friends are.
I don't have any friends. All I know is I got a good heart. That is it. But continue.
That does not work. That does not work.
Well,
you
see,
can't just ask somebody.
With my
are you
friend.
Kidding me?
That was kind of quick, though, right? So
that was super quick.
So you didn't really know each other. Otherwise, you didn't know certain traits going into shit.
No, we knew each other, but it was different.
It was magical. It was like Disney. It was magical.
But didn't it look magical to you from the outside? It was different.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
It didn't. I was like, oh, it's my guy doing what my guy does. It's my guy doing what my guy does. Like, I wasn't like, oh,
okay,
Disneyland.
There's no chance.
Fireworks at 9 o'clock.
Nope.
Like,
nope. No chance someone would admit it.
I would.
Blame me. Listen.
Would you?
I've cheated a good amount of times. I've been asked about it a good amount of times. And I come clean.
He's a unicorn, yes.
I come clean.
He's like, lying out his ass, one of the
other. No, I've been caught, and I've been caught red-handed. That's the only time you really lie is when you get caught red-handed. But if you just asking, you're like, yeah, it ain't working out.
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Guys never break up. Well, fuck, you ain't even in 2 relationships. Guys don't break up with you, all right?
I've only been broken up with once.
Yes, because guys just fucking, they'll just become the asshole until you break up with them. So realistically, he broke up with you 3 months ago. You just don't know it. You just got to be a piece of shit to you till you say fuck it. Because when we dump y'all, it's never over. What? Whatever reason we give y'all is never good enough. You wouldn't know. You've been. I'm not even talking to you.
I can see that.
Like, in hindsight, does it make sense? Like, mm-hmm. The last 3
So
months.
You just make them hate you enough to leave you?
Not hate you, but you just get on their fucking nerves so that they don't want to be with you no more. Because if I say, Danette, I don't want to be with you no more, you're going to be like, why? And no matter what the reason I give, it's not good enough for you.
So you're still going to leave?
Yeah, but it's going to be annoying if you trying to keep the relationship together. So if I just get on your nerves and make you think you won, and you're like, fuck it, Damien, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to talk to you again. I win. I got what I wanted without the hassle. It's true. It happens.
I don't date guys like you.
Yeah.
That's just weird. That is not how my relationship
not
ever
not many do.
That's just playing games.
It's not playing games. This shit happens. You just didn't know it happened too.
Dark side of the force.
Pulling all the cheat codes out.
I said it. They just didn't know it happened to them, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying shit, industry secrets, and they don't want to believe me. But you Keith. That's what Keith do.
Yeah.
But that's what you do.
Playing my exit strategy.
We already, first of all, stop. We already know Keith writes letters before, no lyrics included, before he breaks up, he writes you the it's over letter. It's the warm up. In today's era, it's over email.
And I then don't make you hate it.
But I don't care if you hate me. Like, fuck you. I hate you back. Like, it's the same thing. It works for me. You don't think that ever happened to you?
It's so different for me.
What?
I feel like in any relationship I'm in, aside from the anomaly,
it's made me choke.
It's been like a good relationship, but they've always liked me more than I've liked them. And
yeah, that's tough.
I've just said, hey, you're a great person, but not the person for me.
Yo, that's a kill. That's like a kick in the balls when a girl say that shit, right? Like,
I'm really good at that speech.
For real?
Yeah. I've said it a few times. But it's honest. It comes from the heart because I genuinely feel like you're good. Like, I feel like anybody I've ever dated is a good person. I say that with hesitation now. But is a good person, but just not
for
my
you.
Person. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I would never, like, be, like, crazy and, like...
My girls don't do that. That's what men do.
There's a lot of crazy girls out there, too.
That's true.
I mean,
they don't do that to get you...
A lot of crazy people out there.
They don't do that to get you to dump them. Only guys do that.
Crazy's not male or female specific. Crazy is crazy.
Well, I have crazy moments. Don't get me wrong. I will admit to that.
You done slit ties and shit?
No. No.
Oh, I can be crazy.
We got some time. What's your crazy? Give me your crazy.
I don't know what my crazy is, but I can be crazy.
What drives you there? Lyrics? What takes you there?
Silence?
Like what? Like if you're trying to talk and they ain't answering?
Mm-hmm.
That drives you crazy?
I'm
about to use that shit.
It triggers my anxiety really bad.
I'm going to remember that. Mm. And then you want to what? You want to get violent?
I just need answers and drives me crazy. I can't leave it alone.
No skis.
There's no skis here.
No skis. What about you? Got your triggers? What drive you crazy?
You know what? Silence doesn't drive me crazy. Silence I'm
golden,
like,
right?
Cool.
Like, whoa,
we're
alone.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. What drives me crazy is somebody raising their voice and yelling. Like, for me, I'm like, tone it down. And anytime you act calm when someone's yelling, it just magnifies it. And that's what drives me crazy.
It's true. Yeah.
I will never be in that relationship again.
What? The silent treatment relationship?
Or no, the yelling and the name calling and the whole toxic, abusive. Oh, God, I wouldn't. Nope, not for 1 minute. Bye.
Called your name?
What?
He called you names?
I'm not going to get into this.
You brought it up, goddamn it.
I brought it up. I want to bring it up.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to be in another relationship like that ever. First sign of the yelling, screaming is out.
She got a lot of things on that list, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as she should.
Oh, here we go.
As she should.
Why would I tolerate that again?
Well, yeah, you tolerate whatever you want to tolerate.
Not a lot.
You're supposed to learn.
You already upset.
And better yourself, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
No skis. I agree.
No cheating lyric senders and yellers.
That's not even cheating. That shit is.
That was just like a random example. I'm just saying. Like, you said email.
That's tough.
There were a lot of emails.
That is pretty funny, though.
Yeah, I was like.
Somebody sent you lyrics. Like, I want to know what the girl thought of the lyrics. Like, what the fuck? What is this? She's supposed to like him more? Like, oh, it's fucking H to the Izzo.
Memories.
Exactly. This shit. Like, how did she feel? She had to be like, yo, he's a corny motherfucker sending me lyrics. It happens. That's the only thing that triggers you. So a guy not calling you by your name in a relationship don't make you mad?
Not calling me by
name? Yeah, if he just called you Danette, that makes you mad? Like, no. We ain't like, yo, baby. Hey, baby, how you doing?
It's fine.
It's fine.
But if you said Jeanette, I'm not going to be like, what do you want?
For real? It ain't a trigger like, yo, you mad at me.
Nope, that's not a trigger.
For real? Uh-uh. I like you, Jeanette. You're all right. Sometimes.
I wouldn't even think about that. Nah, like, cool. If someone said Jeanette, I'd be like, oh, what do you want, motherfucker? Like, I wouldn't. No.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like it's weird when my man says my name. Like,
right. That's what I've heard.
I feel like it's weird. You call like me baby.
It's mostly baby. Yeah, of course. But
when my man calls me, when my man calls me by my name, I'm like, oh shit.
Like what I
do? Oh, like you're in trouble.
Hold on, me go down the line. Like could be that.
Like, yo, what'd you call me? Like why you call me that?
It's just weird. It doesn't sound right.
We on the opposite end of shit. Jeanette don't give a fuck. She just cold jaded.
Just don't call me
tater tot. No skis. Mustard eater. Lyrics, B. Lyrics. We should have put you in the middle. You just on your own island over there.
No.
You are. Lyrics is cheating. You know what I mean? Afghanistan is the only way you're going to wait for somebody.
No. Like, it would be hard. 5 years is a long time.
It is. But a year is a long time.
Yeah, but I already came close to that. So.
But you was going through some shit. So that doesn't count. Fuck that. That's too long. No, same thing with you.
I agree. It's too long.
It's way too fucking long.
Mm-hmm. 5 years is a long time.
So you think all men are cheaters? Let's just get that out the way. Before we wrap this up.
I don't think all men are cheaters.
Percentage
but...
wise. Give me a percentage. Give me a percentage.
I don't know. Give me... I think there's a good percentage of men who are cheaters. However, really? I think that 75. A lot of men could like just do that and come home and be happy. Like it's just...
That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
they like, do it and like just they're not emotionally attached. They're just like, whatever, right. I fucked her. Done.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything, baby.
Listen.
Doesn't mean anything, Jeanette.
Yeah. Watch your tone, no skis. Listen, as a former dirtbag, I'm going to say that's not true. You What's can get true? Emotionally attached and you will.
After one time?
Yeah, you can. But if you and your girl locked in, y'all rocking like that, you ain't trying to cheat on her.
True.
Even if you ain't gonna get caught, and you know you're not gonna get caught. We in Afghanistan, I can get some booty, nobody ever know. But if he care about you, he ain't gonna do that.
True.
So you're 75%, you need to take that down a little bit, sister.
62.
I don't think all men cheat. I definitely don't, but I think a good percentage of
them. It doesn't even necessarily be men, it can be women too.
Women cheat like y'all just as bad, y'all worse. Y'all worse than us. Y'all more sneaky than we are.
You think so?
Fuck yeah. Way more sneaky than we are. And y'all hide it better. Y'all get, this is the whole thing. I think it's a higher percentage of women that cheat more than men.
Mm-hmm. We might be smarter.
Sneakier. I don't know.
We might be smarter, but I don't know about smarter.
You're sneakier.
I think the numbers are closer than people think.
Very close.
I don't know if I can say it's more. I don't think it's that. It's a lot more women as well, I think, that have a male perspective on how they handle things.
No, there are. Oh. I know people that
can separate the sex, name, names. The emotional part. You know? Yeah. So,
a lot can.
I think
I can't
these
do
days
that.
And time, there's a higher percentage of women that also cheat than it used to be.
True. It is what it is.
Because of social media, I think it's easier.
Yeah.
Man, I think it's harder because of social media.
It's harder for men.
I mean, like, maybe easier to find somebody.
I don't know why.
Message somebody.
I don't know. I can't operate on fucking social media getting at somebody.
It's so easier to say, the man is more men. Like, nah, I think it's just people in general are doing it now more.
He said doing it.
Doing it.
Whatever. Doing it. Well, that brings this initial episode to a close. We've learned a few things today.
Don't get in a relationship.
the dark side to my left. Some brighter days on my right. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're working it out. But until next time, we'll be back again. And hopefully, Jeanette's not as mad. Peace.
know you could be doing a lot of things with your 30 minutes. We appreciate you rocking with us. Please keep following us on social media.
Come on.
Facebook, Mixed Nuts, Mixed Nut Company. That's M-I-X-X-N-U-T-T Company. Please continue to like, subscribe, and follow us on Yahoo. We love y'all. Keep rocking with us. Mixed Nuts.